Now, something that you that would run around the barrel of hole.
Yeah, that little half a stage together. They had to be little arm-looking things, you know, little tin-looking things come around, little hooks around them.
Hooks?
Hooks, they call them hooks.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, when you carry your washing out to hang it up on the line, you'd use a what?
Clothespin.
Clothespin?
Clothespin on a wire.
No, you carry them out in a...
Oh, you carry them out in a tub or anything you had, or a pan or anything after you'd wash them and wring them out.
Do you ever have a straw?
Yeah, no, not in olden times. You didn't have a straw. You stood in a tin tub.
Huh?
Or a wooden tub most of the time. You had a wooden tub, but you'd have a tin tub to carry them to the line in. You know, you have a line straight across, and you then in them times, sometimes you didn't have, when I come on early, you didn't have thin clothespin to put them on. You just put them on the line, and if the wind, you know, of course, it's dry nearly that day, and you'd take them in. Because
You
didn't have nothing to fasten them on there with.
Yeah.
And everything.
Did you have maybe what would you pick up your potatoes in or something like that? Did you have baskets?
Well, they had baskets made out of spades. You know, people used to make their own baskets. You know,
uh-huh.
I got two out there, and that old baskets out in the barn that made since I've been here. That you'd take them, you'd pick them up, and then put them in your wagon. You see, you'd have your wagon. You know. And you pick them up, and then when you get to the house, you take them, put them in this basket, and put them in a potato house.
Yeah.
You know. Then you'd go haul pine straw. And when it get cold, you'd cover them with pine straw. And then in the wintertime, when they planted what they call collard greens, you know, in your garden.
Yes, ma'am.
Well, they'd go in there, and they'd turn all the heads down south. Plant them where they said. You turn them, just take your foot and push them all kind of down over one another.
Uh-huh.
And I've seen them take pine straw, then go cut you some pines, little pine bushes. Stick one on each side up over this way, and you go out there all the way and get the prettiest, and be from black cabbage in.
What's that? The
collards. They'll go to head, you know, when you push them down.
They will?
Yeah.
What do you mean by that?
Well, I mean, they'll head up kind of like collard, a cabbage. It won't be as thick as cabbage, you know, but they'll head up, it makes them that much better. And then the frost or the cold wouldn't kill them.
I see.
Yeah.
That's interesting. I didn't know that.
Yes, it sure was. My daddy'd always do his that way.
Yeah.
He'd plant them north and south. And in time fall the year comes again to get cold, he'd go in there and just take his foot and kind of push them down. Have them kind of thick, you know, and just kind of one head kind of lap over the other.
Yeah.
And then if he had time, he'd go back and cut him some pine, little pine bushes, not more high that high, you know, and stick one here and one there and let them come up kind of together over them.
Mm-hmm.
And see, that kept the cold from killing them in the wintertime.
Now, we're talking about a barrel. Anything else that came in a barrel?
Well, I don't believe that I can think of anything else to come in a barrel. Now, I think sugar used to come in a barrel, but we never did buy none in a barrel.
Sugar was always...
In sacks.
I see.
In big 100-pound sacks, you know, when you used to buy sugar.
You used to buy... Now, sugar comes all packaged and everything.
Yeah, little packages, big packages, and 5 pounds and 10 pounds. Well, I don't know, put it 20 pounds like we used to, you know.
You used to buy...
100 pounds sack of sugar.
Sometimes you just go in the store and buy it, what?
Yeah, just a little bit of packages, any kind of size you want, Nettie.
Yeah, loose?
Yeah, loose. Well, I don't know, I don't believe you can buy it loose in stores.
Yeah, well, no. That's what I meant. You used to cook.
Yeah, oh, yes, you used to have a barrel to go in and to weigh you up so much, what you wanted.
Yeah, in bulk.
Yeah, yeah, and things, you know, and being a sugar barrel, you know.
Uh-huh.
And everything. But, of course, they don't have nothing like that now.
Yeah, now, when you go to the store now, and you might buy some fruit, the grocer would put them in a, what?
A sack, paper sack.
But they used to,
buy fruit in a, used to have dried, well, you know, used to, we didn't buy fruit because we dried our own fruit.
Yeah.
You see that, what?
Did you dry apples?
Yeah, apples, peaches, pears, everything we had. And you know, when they hauled cotton, they had wide planks made just kind of like that chisters out there that put on top of your wagon, you see. You know how high to make it to hold a bale of cotton away from 400 to 500 pounds, which is gin. Well, see, when in the fall of the year, when you get through gin and cotton, or in the summer,